Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started
the s***? I'm going to sleep, talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
All right.
G'day, g'day. Whoa, I'm a shaky boy.
Birthday yesterday, this guy.
Thank you.
I can't believe it.
Thank you.
40 years young.
Yep, I've got to start moisturising. I do not look good. Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl, Sydney. How's it going?
Yeah.
We good? Fuck yeah. Any tip rack can fly now. Here's what happens when they do. I'm obviously Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Thanks good very much for coming out for a first ever live show. In the greatest city in Australia.
Shall I give a quick test of the piano?
Yeah, go on.
Woo! Yeah, good to go. Yep, sweet.
All right. How's it been in Sydney, mate? It's all right.
Fucking loving it. I never got to go home. If you heard the episode that came out on Thursday, we went to Perth for Perth Comedy Festival last week, and there were two cases. So Victoria just said, "Don't come back." Because, of course, there were two cases in a place I didn't go. So it makes sense to not let me return home. But Sydney don't seem to give a fuck. You just let me in straight away. No questions.
Well, they just sort shit out here. Yeah. Done. It's fine. Easy.
Didn't even care.
I saw your show last. Anyone going to his stand-up show over the weekend? Yeah. Yeah, man. It's great. Really good.
Good fun.
Bring the heat back to your set in Sydney. You don't have to get bullied out of doing material that you do in Melbourne because you get... fucking cancelled. I'm in the same boat. Don't worry.
Can't buy a groan in Sydney. Like, you really got to go out of your way. Like,
I
thought, do I have to bash someone?
Well, fuck it. See how we go at the Savo, man.
Oh, no.
All right. We can just kick off. There's a fair bit here. We're doing a special on Instagram, people. Who've been on planes. And there's fucking heaps. There's only a few for this afternoon.
I assume Sydney is the home of the Instagram model. Surely.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or Byron.
Byron. Yeah, that's where you find. That was the oysters one. But could you? Fuck off. Could you? Beautiful family location to.
I went down there for a swim yesterday. Yeah. I was the only one in the ocean, but a lot of people in bathers. So I think there are a few influencers getting around.
Oh, we photobombed one.
Yeah.
Yesterday. There's an Instagram. There's a photo shoot going on.
There was a pregnancy photo shoot. Who knows why?
Rabbity is off the side of it. Yeah. Anyway, so Instagram stars. What a bunch of people. What a fucking time to be alive. To have that. That's your career. That's it. You say that to your parents and they go, "That's all right." That's... a bunch
do you think
of them,
they do though?
They probably don't have. I mean, obviously they don't have two parents, but like there's the one who's still around lets them do that somehow. A bunch of them actually, Americans and in America, they got caught using a set that looks like a private jet. To get photos in. Well, it's not even a fucking jet on the ground. They don't bother with that. There's a set that someone made in a warehouse. You go and get photos in that. Just sitting back, bring in your own grilled salmon or something, put it on the table and go, "Live and large, everyone. Here you go." It's just a lounge room with a few recliners in it.
And, hold on, so they fake They just fake a jet.
Yeah, just to look bank baller. Around windows on the back of a lounge room. Yeah. And they put in recliners and they go, yeah, I'm in a jet, fucking living large, everyone.
That's how much I missed it last year being at the airport. I just get a stubby and a toasty and just take a photo and say, I'm in the lounge.
Man, the lounge has changed. I don't know if anyone's been. I went recently. They pre-do your toasties at the Virgin Lounge. How's that?
I know.
Grim.
It's falling apart.
You can't.
Well, flying back from Perth, we flew back together, and at Perth Airport, because of two cases, we couldn't have a beer because COVID.
But they didn't even do that. Like the Sydney one, they're doing your toasties, but the toasties, you can't get triple bread, six cheese, mayonnaise on the outside.
Yeah. That's the best bit. If you've never been in an airport lounge, there's a massive toasty lineup. You've got all the bread, all the fillings, and the only limit is your imagination. But now some cunt's telling me what my sanger's going to look like, and I don't appreciate it.
So these people, some Instagram stars' fans are still saying it's vapid. They can't believe they've been duped into thinking their heroes aren't quite as rich as they were led to believe. Imagine that. Like that's your hero. Is it like having a hero in the first place? Fucking vomit. But then your basis for having that hero is how much dosh they have. Respect for the rich. Get fucked. Surprised it hasn't been a class action due to the seriousness of this fraud.
But don't everybody's heroes have a 15% discount code for skincare? I imagine the fans finding out that they've faked the plane shoots and they're just going back through their feed. Unliking the photos.
Oh, yeah.
That's one less for you, one less for this one.
Imagine that being the turning point, though. Like, people were getting photos faked in front of Black Lives Matter marches and shit. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, and bushfires. They're standing in front of a bushfire going, we should do more about the bushfires. They go, yeah, that's fine. That's fake. But then this, that's too much. Fake. Like a fake private jet at 64 USD, which is 91 Australian per hour. That's any fractions of an hour build as a full hour too, if you want to get this.
I'd love if it was proper shit, like if it was just a picture of the inside of a private jet and they've just put their fucking heads through the hole.
It's on the outside of the plane, just poking it in. According to the exclusively five-star reviews on the set's booking website, the staff, very nice and helpful. And
on their own website.
Pretty much a faultless experience. Repeatedly, the reviewers seem to have misspelt the same word. What are the odds of that? That everyone would defiantly be back for another. So,
makes you think, doesn't it?
It is. Yeah, how do you feel unironically getting a photo in a fake plane, like blowing kisses and shit on your way to Fyre Festival? Or we're looking at it. So anyway.
Man, if I wanted to sit on a plane and not go anywhere, I'd just book a Jetstar flight. But probably cheaper as well.
So this is Instagram stars, like your people's heroes. I've got a few cases. There are plenty, but there's only a few for this week. We'll be back. But in November 7 of the year 2020 AD,
no harp.
We're looking.
I reckon the harp's getting a rest today.
Yeah,
I don't think we go far enough back.
No. When did Instagram get invented? 5 years?
More. What's that?
How long since Instagram's been?
Oh, no, it's got to be 10.
Does it?
Yeah, close to 10 years. 10 years, I reckon. I know my first photo.
Yuck.
A betting stub. A betting stub at Mandra Greyhounds. For the Wednesday seafood buffet.
Was it a winner at least?
Nah, they never
are. Still took a photo and put that up.
Yeah, I was just testing it. It was beta. Instagram beta.
I've only had it about a year. My old phone couldn't get it. Like you can't,
man.
You can't put it on. Some phones.
I guarantee you could.
You could.
You are amazing at so many things, but anything with a screen is not it.
Anyway, we're on the normal route of Melbourne to Auckland, and former Instagram glamour model.
What happened?
I don't know, man. But
turned 22.
Fuck me.
Hit the bricks.
Former Instagram glamour model Hannah Lee Pearson was settling into her seat-only package.
Oh, she's made a mistake there. This is an Air New Zealand flight.
Yeah, man, flimsy package that. I've done it where everyone else gets a sandwich and I don't because I've bought a cheap seat. And I say, where's my sandwich? And they say, well, you don't get one, you scummy little fucking maggot. And all I think is, okay, well, I'm only 3 hours away from, you know, death by starvation. I'll just sort it out when I get there. It's fine. Mate, but
you've told me before.
Hannah wasn't having that.
You don't even eat on international flights.
No.
You bring like trail mix, like you're fucking camping in the sky.
Yeah.
He's fucking making damper in the toilet with a lighter. Man, they're giving you meals. You think it's a conspiracy or something?
No, but the meals aren't. Like, if you don't eat, you feel much better. Like, you just flush. You just go. Just starve yourself for 24 hours. You're fine. It eliminates the fucking jet lag. Yeah. Give it a go. You'll be fine.
At the start of last year, pre-COVID, because I was off the booze last year, I took a long-haul flight sober and fine.
Why?
Turns out, well,
it's free.
I know. Fucked it. I was so angry.
Nothing's free, man.
But I landed. Turns out jet lag isn't even real.
Yeah.
I was maggot. So I'm so tired I can't speak properly.
I had a look for Hannah Pearson on Instagram. There are an awful lot of them in every way. I'm like there would have been 40 of them and they all look the same. They all pose the same. I couldn't tell the difference. I think I found the actual one, and I could tell because of the motto. You know how you get a few lines there to prove that not only are you highly desirable, but you're a bard of some description. That's what you get. Hers is, this is how I knew it was her, don't play by the rules. Attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire. Oh. So... turned out, though, she's lifted that whole thing from a positive quotes website.
And who did they lift it from?
Well, some fucking beachside Airbnb fuckhead's house. It's already in a wicker frame in a circle written there. So, I mean, private account too, and I, for one, am not following that or any private account for that matter. It seems sus. She's got... 3,730 followers, which makes her, I believe, about as popular as me. I don't know. that's mad. Imagine taking your clothes off and still being about as popular as this guy. Fucking incredible. What a concept. So,
you can't be hot if you're less followers than your head.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, it turned out Hannah's asked for a glass of wine. They said, nah, your ticket doesn't cover wine. Rack off, lady. And then she's just had one. The summary of facts, which is always a good start for something.
By the way, I've done it before.
What?
I've done the seat-only flight, like the seat-only deal, and it's $40 extra for your sandwich and a drink.
Yeah.
You think, well, I'm getting ripped off. $40 isn't worth that. But then the rage you experience... when you realise you're not getting it, so much more than $40 worth of anger.
Like it's fucking New Zealand, man. It's less than 3 hours. Just do it without your sandwich.
Still far, though.
That's because everyone else is having some that you're not getting.
Calories don't count in the sky, man. You get to start again. It's like booze. I reckon you should be able to drink for a whole flight and then just drive wherever you land. Did you drink today? Not on the ground. Let me free.
Oh, no, man. So I disagree. It's not a fucking Etch-a-Sketch. It's a play. It does fuck on fine. Anyway.
What, do you reckon get off the plane and just have a vomit in the bin where you're meant to put fruit? Yeah. 0.00, good to go.
The summary of facts, which is not a great start to any story, has said that Hannah has said, and this is a quote, I don't give a fuck. Get me a fucking wine. And then she stood up and yelled, I'll fucking get it myself. Give me the fucking wine, you bitch. So it's not happening after that.
Live, laugh, love. What happened? Yeah. She's taken that from a negative quote website, obviously.
Crew have shoved her into an empty row of seats. COVID, isn't it? And she's grabbed a hostess's arm and started moving her head as if about to headbutt. You know, you see sometimes, and this is, you know, anyone can do this, but I've only ever seen women do it. They start doing the lizard head where something bad. I've seen it on Jerry Springer. Like, they're like, hey. They do that. They start moving their heads, reptilian. And I mean, I've been headbutted before. It fucking hurt. But I think if anyone whose job title involved the words Instagram went to headbutt me, they're going to hurt themselves more. Their head would just crack open like a fucking Easter egg. Yeah. So they've restrained her and she kept screaming right in front of beautiful, innocent children, no less. So then she said...
I assume it's a gender... No,
did I say they? I beg your pardon. That's just a habit. I've been fucking around comedy festivals too long. There's a lot of...
No. But you said they restrained her. So they restrained her. It's a gender-neutral person. Multiple people.
Multiple people.
To restrain one Instagram model.
Mm.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Just take one hand while you're still serving. And then... Hannah has said...
Put her in the bin. Just put her in the little wheelie bin. Yeah. And just shove her in there.
She said, "Get me a fucking wine or I'll blow up the plane." That's a fact known to most of us, is that Instagrammers just self-explode if they put their large minds to it. What an amazing thing. 90 minutes before landing in tranquil Auckland, New Zealand, Hannah has, she's fallen asleep. So
it's the opposite of exploding.
But then the plane landed and she continued just yelling at everyone. She's pleaded guilty and she's trying to get a discharge without conviction because that would restrict her travel, which for an essential worker such as a Hannah would be unfair. So Judge Alistair Garland has said, "Well, I think most airlines will be quite happy if you weren't to fly again." But turns out, and this is where we're wrong, the whole thing was a misunderstanding. It wasn't Hannah at all.
Oh no.
It was the demon itself.
Mr. Booze. Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
He gets around. Good frequent flyer points, Mr. Booze.
Oh yeah. Turns out our Hannah has a bit of form. A couple of years ago, she assaulted a police officer outside a classy Melbourne nightclub by the name of, what do you reckon?
The cop?
No, the nightclub. What nightclub? Oh. How many fucking cops do you know?
I'll go by Smith.
Melbourne nightclub, great one. Not open anymore.
No idea, man.
Casino, there's your hint.
23?
Yes.
Oh!
14!
The only TikTok dance I know. The 23 was Shane Warne's.
Yeah.
Shane Warne Warne's nightclub.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean.
Still my favourite laugh in life is what you said when I got you that job on Channel 9 that day. And I know if you haven't heard of brought it up on a previous episode, I got paid money to wear a blazer. They tricked me. And hosted a show called 20 to 1. I said, "Yeah, I'll do it, but I need a rider. I need a writer," and his name is Luke Heggie, and they said, "Great, we'll pay him a lot of money. Come in, let's write." But I knew Heggie was going to go in there and just fucking wreck it. Just made it fun for me. And what did you describe Warnie as? To
a large-handed plastic surgery enthusiast. Yeah.
And he's pitched that in the room where the heads of Channel 9 were, who a lot of them are friends with Warnie.
Yeah.
Heggie was not required for day two. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I use Heggie as like an enforcer in ice hockey. Like, he's not going to be in there long, but there's going to be fireworks.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to get the demon out in Melbourne myself, I'll just go straight to Club 23 and just rub Vaseline on my face and lean against the balcony and start leering at women, hope people mistake me for the big man himself. Warnie. Do you know, Warnie is a Club 23 ambassador and he worked closely with Crown on the design of the luxurious destination club, for those in the know. He helped them design a balcony for the club too, where you could just launch fag butts directly into the Yarra. Cut out the middleman. No drains. Footpaths, gutters, fuck off. So anyway, so in May of 2018, Hannah, she was maggot, and she's on the dance floor at exclusive Club 23, and security told her to get out. And then they escorted her to the door, and she spat on one of them, on one of the rented cops, and then kicked one. when they put flexible handcuffs on her.
Yeah.
No, you know, and I think that's fancy speak for cable ties. I don't know. Yeah. And then she's ended up subduing herself by passing out in a corridor. And the fuzz have woken her up.
The old one-man jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
And then the fuzz woke her up and said, security served her a notice saying, you're banned. Pearson yelled at a walloper, do your job properly, and then pushed one like an actual cop. And she screamed and struggled and kicked a wall over onto the filth. And then next thing you know...
Kicked a wall over?
Yeah.
Fuck rough, yeah.
Obviously, like one of those Japanese ones that's sideways folded, whatever. Yeah. It's not
accordion wall, yeah.
You can't blow them over. Next thing you know, she's back in New Zealand by the time this went to the magistrate, and she pleaded guilty via a video link, and her dad, Terence, gave evidence on her behalf. Turned out Hannah wasn't his daughter's name. His daughter's real name was mental illness.
A lot of fake passports, this mental illness. Real born identity style, just a locker full of... Yeah. Fake licences and shit. He said, around as a lot of different people.
Oh, man. He said, look, she's always worked, but she's never really held down a job. And I mean, I can relate to that, but I reckon the way I leave jobs is a bit different to hers. Please don't convict her, he said. That would put her dreams of being a beautician in danger. So she left...
I thought that's what they made people who left jail do. Yeah. I thought it was like a work for, you know...
What, a beauty therapist or something? They're fine.
I just figured if you've got a conviction.
She's left in a fairly big hurry to evade the law in Australia, which is known now in modern legal terms as seeking treatment. Oh, yeah. So I found Terence, and guess what he is besides a proud father? He's a life member and elected vice president of the International Professional Hunters Association. Oh. And he's particularly enamoured with Himalayan tare. It's a goat. Some people like shooting.
So it goes after the big game.
Well, they brought a heap of them out to New Zealand one time. Now they just shoot them. So, or actually, I found another Terence Pearson, and he was like a bodybuilder, so it could be him. Yeah. He looked a bit young. I don't know. Hard to tell on an orange man what they are. Anyway, so. Turns out alcohol is being remanded on bail in Auckland until sentencing on June 23. And hot off the press, actually, still unfolding as we speak. Classic.
Oh, great.
Classic riches to rags, this. One minute. Oh, this isn't her. She's only got 3,000. Like actual Instagram people. 1 minute, there's tens of thousands of people just spasmodically wondering what you're currently fucking eating. And then the next, you're in the clink in Auckland. Just plotting exactly how you may be able to leverage your predicament into a political prisoner status. Or at the very least, just point the finger at a sick society who've neglected to make more of an effort to stop you being a fuckwit on the piss. So why couldn't she just have grown up and just started shooting, you know, defenceless Nepalese goats like her dad? Or just lifted heaps of heavy weights like her other power lifter possible dad. I'm not sure.
Not two great options there.
No.
Poor Hannah.
Poor Hannah, so indeed.
It's still
in the courts. Keep you posted, maybe.
Fuck yeah.
Well, I've lost interest now, but like someone, it'll pop up. She'll be back. Our second one today, right, and this is interesting, Imani Al-Khatatbe is a Jordanian-American author.
Oh, hold on. I know what I need here.
She's an author. An activist, tech entrepreneur, and blogger.
What a combo.
So, very politically active, and her followers know it. I looked into what constitutes an influence, and it turns out Imani is a micro-influencer, which you are too.
It's a fucking big finger pointed in my face right then.
Yeah.
What makes you a micro influencer?
Between 1 and 40K followers.
That means you are also a micro influencer.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Sounds like an insult to me. You always buy followers, though, to get the ball rolling in the important business of forcing people to respect you, can't you? Like, I've seen that. You know, There's some way you can find it. Like some people go, oh, they, you know, 10,000 of them are from Thailand.
Yeah.
Well, clearly Thailand people don't give a fuck about, you know, your beer that you're advertising from Sydney.
There's some people in comedy, I think, have purchased followers.
Oh, seen it.
Yeah.
Clocked it. No. There's one of them back there trying to get us to...
The type of people who couldn't keep three people interested in a bar chat, all of a sudden 70,000 want to hear them on the internet.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
make sense.
It's like the Unco kid at school who buys packets of chips for the bullies, hoping that just sorts shit out. Doesn't work. So Amani, 40, she's got 40,000 followers, nearly bumping her up into the next bracket of influence. I don't know what. So...
Macro.
Oh, no. Actually, macro this is sus. Is it macro after that? She's 40,000 on Twitter and 10 followers on Instagram. That's 10. That's it.
Yeah.
Not 10,000, 10.
10.
So she's a Twitter one.
Fuck.
The yeah. most noxious of all the fucking ones from yeah. what I've seen. Pictures calm people down. You say something on Twitter, they'll fucking attack. Instagram, like, oh, that's a nice picture. He's all right.
It's a... I like your method for Twitter because I've just been locked out and I can't get back in. You all you post is RIPs.
Yeah. But you can get back in, can't you?
What's that?
You can get back in.
No, so I got locked out and then K-pop fans, when I made fun of them on that show, wanted to murder me. Mm,
yeah.
So then Channel 9 called up. They just got me on the phone with Twitter. I didn't know how I got locked out. Somebody tried to get in. And then they let me back in and now I just forgot my password.
Oh, okay. So, right.
I fucked it.
I don't know that you're not missing much.
No.
It's fine. It's not great. I just snipe. So Amani, yeah, she started the blog MuslimGirl.com in high school to help create a community of young Muslim women in New Jersey and beyond. Brilliant. She's partnered up with Teen Vogue to help explore issues of concern to young Muslim women. And then she created...
I'm feeling a tense vibe in the room. I hope Peggy's script stays on point. Otherwise, can we talk about Hannah again?
Fuckwits are everywhere. Don't worry about it. Then she's created Muslim Women's Day, and eventually in April 2020 stood for federal Democratic seat against Frank Polony, a 16-termer. Her platforms, and this is where she's fucking great. Her platforms were Medicare for All, New Green Deal. Oh, sorry. Her platforms were. Medicare for All, New Green Deal, student debt cancellation, free public university tuition, criminal justice reform, federal minimum wage of $15 an hour. Fucking pretty good.
Yeah. She's got like an overwhelming amount of things.
Oh.
Is that too many?
She got absolutely flogged. This is America. What are you talking about, lady? What are we, commies? Fuck off. He's been in office since 1988 and there's nothing wrong with the joint, god damn it. So anyway, she failed politicians. Who isn't?
Could you please run?
No.
That'd be the best.
Oh. Anyway, November 15, 2020. So Amani, she's at Newark Liberty Airport. One of the classics, on her way.
By the way, we found it, the politician that got caught cheating on his wife, he's back in the news this week.
Yeah.
He took a photo of a colleague and he abused a mum and her daughter at netball.
Yeah.
But again...
Who hasn't?
Turns out not him.
The last bit on
that. Turns out not him, though.
Oh, who was it?
Fucking ADHD.
Oh. Could have chosen anything. He's gone for that. Mistake. Big mistake.
That was a real rookie move in the mental illness grab. You can pick from any of them.
Yeah. They're all there. ADHD. No one cares.
You can't be 56 with ADHD. No.
Do you reckon Ritalin just kills people once they're about 30 or something? You can't take that forever.
Well, it's that and the Monster Energy drink tends to get him.
So she's on her way to Charlotte, North Carolina. Both of those locations have already featured multiple times here at MFBHQ.
Right.
Great places. Both on pre-fill in my word processor, actually. I put in NE, a little paperclip pops up and goes, do you mean Newark, Liberty, Airport? Yeah, fucking yeah, I do. Amani, she's in the queue, right, taking her sweet time getting her shoes off for the security when a bloke walks straight past and just pushes in. And Amani says, wait your turn like everyone else. He said, nah, I'm in first class and I've done pre-check. So you're going to be torn here because this stat, like you've done that, surely. I've never looked.
It's a different line.
Oh, the first class line.
No, but that thing in the States, that TSA pre-check, I think is a different line.
So oh, okay. Maybe he found himself in the wrong maze. Yeah. And he's gone there. But even so, someone's fucking around with their laptop and their Lynx Africa shit.
I jump in front every time.
Yeah.
You should be taking your shoes off as you walk into the airport, if that's what that is. I've got laptop, keys, everything out. I'm trying to lob them in, like over people's shoulders. You'll never see me hold up a fucking queue. Yeah. Embarrassing.
The stoush has continued throughout the terminal and then onto the plane.
But so, don't you agree that some people just have no qualms about holding everyone the fuck up for ages in a line?
Oh.
And no...
Yeah.
The embarrass... Like the shame. That to me... I'd commit...
Some people don't know what shame is. Shame's just a verb to some people. No. They don't have a small measure of it like we all should have. They don't get embarrassed.
I'd get me Subaru Forester keys out and just fucking have a go at the midsection. Sorry, everyone. Or if I was with you, I could just borrow your Stanley knife because you are about to fly. Who knows what needs fixing?
Well, you can't even take a Phillips head online on board now. Like, you got to check that in too. Fucking nanny state. So it's gone straight through the airport. And there's little details of exactly what. But I assume sort of you're a dickhead. No, you're a dickhead. Oh, yeah, well, if anyone's a dickhead, it's you sort of. I don't know. But they're both... at each other, etc. Frankly, it sickens me to stomach that first class passengers have to be in the same queue as and breathe the same air as general public from time to time. It's fucking disgusting. Not a fair go. In fact, I just assumed if a first class passenger wants to get a cattle class fuckhead just kicked off a plane before takeoff, they'll just, put down the buck's fizz and clap their hands twice and it happens. Get one of them off. I don't care. Just pick a seat. They're off.
I think that's what happens in first class. You just reach under your chair and you get like a door prize.
Yeah. 28F
off. Whoever you want off. But first class, though, in the States is just business class here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's like an American billionaire.
Yeah. Long haul, that's where there's like a shower and shit in there. It's fucking ridiculous.
There's a shower in first class.
On Etihad, I think. There's like a first class, like a bedroom.
Okay.
I've looked it up. Return trip, Sydney to Abu Dhabi, return for a bedroom in the sky, just a cheeky $50,000.
Did you look it up thinking, I'm really curious how these fuckwits live, or I might do that?
No way. That'd be 9 credit cards of mine. To get
if it were 10 grand, you would do it.
You never want to afterpay a fucking first class. it's a real sign that you're a dead shit. But I heard $50,000 and all I thought was, because that is...
cold hard. So on the plane, apparently, Amani, she's gone up to first class and started filming this bloke in his seat. She got...
back on his side?
Oh, she got sent back to her own class where she fucking belonged. And all the while, though, keeping her followers up to date with what's going on. And next thing you know, there's a bloke in high vis standing over her. Saying she's kicked off the plane. And the edited version of the video I watched, she came across as very, very reasonable. Didn't see the start, funnily enough. You never do.
Also, I don't think anybody in high vis has ever told me what to do except to turn to stop wait sign.
Yeah. Even then, that's a stretch.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think so, lady. There's no one coming. I'm going.
Is that's not the I don't know. They had a proper uniform.
So her footage is. You got some of her audio.
Okay, I want that passenger removed from the flight as well. Or is it because he's first class, so he's not been removed?
Yeah.
So she, so they've said, get off. She said, well, I want him removed. He said, he wants me removed. I'm doing that. I said, well, get off, lady. That doesn't work. He's first class. Fuck off. And they've eventually had to kick everyone off the plane and then forcibly remove her and parade her in front of everyone in handcuffs and arrested her. And plane got delayed. Plane got delayed 1 hour and 1 minute.
Fuck yeah.
According to the stats. But managed to make up 20 minutes in the air. Probably at the behest of the first class passenger who put in a request for the pilot to fucking step on it. A mad concept. Just make it up. I'm sure there's comedians who've done all that shit about, you know, if you can make it up in the air, just fucking go faster. Well, it's just, but still.
Yeah, it's a petrol, it's a petrol price thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They can just fucking punch it, but it burns the amount of fuel they burn. It's not worth it.
The Middle Eastern Airlines would take pride in just fucking burning more. Spray it out. Who cares? Anyway, so I don't know what's she's no longer really an influence of this woman. Probably is. She's micro. So
she's got 10 Instagram followers.
10 Instagram, yeah. She didn't really join the future. Maybe she got on Twitter early because that's been around longer, hasn't it? Twitter,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she's still on MySpace. Just
you know how I, you know how I know it's been around longer? Because on Twitter I got Luke Heggie, and then by the time Instagram came around I got onto it, I'm fucking Heggie Luke, some other fucking...
No. I remember when you signed up. You signed up Luke Heggie and then you forgot your shit.
Forgot what shit?
You forgot your login or something.
Oh.
You forgot your login, so then you had to start. You called me later the same day. Because he said, I've got Luke Heggie on Instagram. I said, sick. And then later that day, I'm like, where's the post? And you go, no, I fucked it. It's now Heggie Luke.
Oh, so yeah, I had two for a while. But there's... Yeah, I can't get the original one back now. Yeah. It's gone.
He's so bad at passwords, he can't at computers, you can't click reset, like just reset password. They would have just sent you a new one.
I don't know, yeah, something happened. Something happened. I went through it all, something bad happened, and I couldn't do it. Anyway, our it's always something. Our last story today is fucking pretty good. And this will take some time, but cast your mind back to April 9, 2018. And,
I wasn't going to play the harp, but I said before, I said there's no harp today.
Instagram years,
and I
that's
heard an
60.
Audible. Was that you, ma'am? There was an audible like, oh. Look, she's bought a ticket to a live show to hear a sound effect.
Yeah, man.
So let's clap, let's like clap it in like a run-up.
To be fair, in Instagram years, that's about 30 years. 2018, a lot happens. There's a 1970 Piper PA-24. So oh, I reckon you know where this is going.
Not up. Fucking Boeing or Airbus or bad news. I've seen every episode.
Well, they're enjoying a 9 p.m. takeoff. In Arizona, heading towards Vegas.
Oh, again, little plane, fucking daylight. I'm not trusting the moon at night in a tiny plane.
Destination Vegas is a bad sign too. Yeah. But piloted by a bloke who didn't yet have his full licence with six people on board.
You never want that.
A couple of noteworthy red flags.
Him just going through the checklist in the cockpit and going, fuck, can you just chuck me L plate up on the window there? Sorry, mum's up the front with me.
All right. He got asked if he was all right. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. Know what I'm doing. By the air traffic. And anyway, a private plane full of Instagram stars. Oh, sorry. Full of Instagram stars. It's full of different types of people. A fucking dinger.
Oh.
Surely that's on page one.
No, it's actually bank two.
Oh. Full of Instagram stars, entrepreneurs, and luxury nightclub hosts. All of them in their 20s. I can't say which of those is more sus. That's fucking grim. James Pendroza, a VIP host at the Mirage nightclub in Las Vegas. He started flying in October, I believe, October of the previous year. He's bought a 50-year-old plane in February and boasted about it on Instagram. Why else would you buy a plane? And
so I checked. Got that wrong.
What?
He's going for young chicks and buying old planes. He's got it all wrong. You've got to flip that around. Be safer.
Young planes, older women. And a woman your age, yeah.
Use your brains.
I've checked the specs of the Piper PA-24. 3 to 5 passengers and 1 crew. So it turns out James was being responsible. There were 6 people on board. Plus, Instagram types don't weigh that much.
Well, you know that. Have I brought that up here before? There was that plane, Air Crash Investigations, one of my favourite episodes, was a plane in Texas in like the 90s, like maybe a 40-seater, and it took off. And in the climb, just went, nah, just fell back to earth, just stalled. And they couldn't figure out why. There was nothing wrong with it. And then they realised that they hadn't changed the average weight of humans since 1940.
Ah.
Yeah, pre-corn syrup America. And bit different now.
Now, I think corn must have no, like, it's got no nutritional qualities. How's it putting on weight? What goes out? Because my dog ate corn. She did a shit and it looked like a cob. And I said, I didn't, but I could have just rinsed that off and eaten it. Really. Obviously, it doesn't stay in you. What the fuck are they eating? How do they make it fatty?
I don't know.
How is corn syrup leaving something in your body? It's obvious it just comes straight out.
Don't look into it. It's like Southern Comfort. You don't want to know. Just let it be.
I mean, someone might have been negative weight, but my experience, the skinnier the woman, the bigger the suitcase. So
I think you're not wrong. It doesn't have to be just the smaller the person. Like the amount of clothes my son needs to go to the shops is fucking crazy.
I'm never wrong. I've read the Piper Comanche Buyer's Guide, and I don't know that James did. Not avid readers, VIP nightclub hosts, as it turns out. But then I'm not one to be judgmental. It's not really my thing. But the Piper Comanche.
Right. Unless the instructions are in like a door list format, he's going to have a bad time, is it?
The Piper Comanche was replaced in the early 70s by the Piper Cherokee, in keeping with the trend of the time to filch Native American culture for your own commercial ends. The Comanche has 50% extra parts to it than a Cherokee. And was originally built to compete with the Beechworth Bonanza. Except for a gun. I don't know, I'd buy anything with a Wild West theme myself. Yeah. And this is what happened, tragically for all of us. This is what happened in the end.
A beautiful Instagram star excitedly shares video on a private plane minutes before it goes down in a deadly ball of fire. In the haunting video, Mariah Coogan calls out to a friend who mugs for the camera as the engine roars. Moments after the video was posted to her nearly 30,000 followers, the plane crashed.
Geronimo!
That's fucking just paid for itself right there.
Yeah. They did manage to complete some actual journalism though for once, and found the people covering this story, they found a relative.
Oh yeah.
Had a little word to him.
We spoke to the brother of crash victim Anand Patel, who was a club promoter who went by the nickname Happy.
We are trying to look for any answers, any evidence, anything that can tell us what happened to the plane. There were way too many young people with brilliant lives.
Investigators are looking into whether the plane was overloaded with too many people on board.
Yeah.
What's he looking for? The answers are there. You just told me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
50-year-old plane, L-plater pilot.
Grief. Grief night does time. Strange things to us all, Nick. In my searches, I found that parts for the Piper Comanche 260 series pretty hard to find, although I can tell you where you might find some.
What are you? Gumtree?
No, grab your metal detector and head down to the TPC Scottsdale Champions Golf Club. Start sifting through the 8th hole fucking bunker. You'll find some parts there. So these things, like little planes, got a real... They got a real propensity to crash.
Has that golf course turned into more of a mini golf situation?
The propeller's still going. You're going to flick it through a propeller that's still moving.
Yeah. That would make... Instagram model, so he could put it through one ear and it comes out the other. It said nothing.
You got your groan, mate. You've been looking for that.
I did it.
I mean, this would make any, like, golf courses in America, a lot of planes crash on them. That's just, I don't know if there's a lot of, there must be so many golf courses in America. That's where they crash. Just golf courses. Or like airports are surrounded by golf courses or something's happened.
No, but I think also pilots too, if they're looking for a situation where it's a, I'll try and land this in the rough, you know. So sorry for the golf pun, but, you know, they're not trying to land it on a roof. So they're going to look for a big, wide open space.
I don't think bozos like this try to do anything.
Fucked it immediately. Yeah.
The only exciting thing about golf for me is that one day you might just whack a ball into the underbelly of a fucking small plane. That's what I do. It sucks. Golf sucks.
Yeah. I'm starting. Did you find though, because I just turned 34. I've got a few mates early and mid 30s now that are, I'm starting to see that. Like they either go Lycra or golf. Like I'm losing mates to those things.
That's it. Like you're not losing them to death. You're losing them to life.
Oh no, the heaps have died. Yeah. I mean, like the sad lose. Like they have an option. They're alive and they waste their time.
So these Instagram stars, they've all died minutes after. Yeah, go on. Playing this a bit soon. Minutes after posting videos, in fact, they were still, right up to their death, they were still, that's how hard they worked, they were still working right up to. Mariah Coogan, 23, had nearly 30,000 followers.
Oh.
That's about you? No. I don't know. You must be around that. You're micro?
Yeah, still micro.
Anand Patel also.
I'm going to pass her soon, though.
I would think so. It'd be disappointing if you never did.
Yeah.
They've got to be on the way down in every way.
No, that makes sense. Like, I'll never be better at baseball than Babe Ruth. He's been gone for ages. You know, there's just, you can't eclipse some people and what they've accomplished in their lifetime.
Well, especially the black and white era players of any sport. I think I'd nearly be better than them. They're little fellas. They're on a World War One fucking diet. Come on. Be all right. Anand Patel, also known as Happy, with one of the P's turned around. The one we heard from his brother just before. His brother, when he's being interviewed for that very thing, he was wearing some Happy merchandise, Let the Dream Live On. He had like a Happy shirt on with one of the P's ran the wrong way. And this is
the force of the impact is not that. Took out the Twin Towers. I'm sure it can spin a fucking letter.
It's
this could be the last step. That was fun.
That was Happy's twin brother, Akash Patel. And he stated that the energetic and charismatic entrepreneur died doing what he loved. And no, Nick, he didn't mean that his twin enjoyed screaming followed by being on fire. This is a bit grim, isn't it?
It's definitely both of us now.
I've not received a groan yet. So Anand, he liked travel and having fun with friends. So another one of them.
Well, travel and having fun with friends. That was what that night was all about.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So another one of the victim/heroes was Helena Lagos. And I read her obituary and it sounds like she was studious and clever in addition to being a strong leader and a businesswoman.
Fucking killing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Poor choice.
I don't want to, you know... It's fine. There's a guest book at the end of her online obituary where you can write comments. And I fucking didn't, don't worry. But, like, most of it, right?
And don't put this link in there.
Oh, God, no. Like, most of it is, like, always in our hearts, you know, thoughts and prayers, you know, that sort of shit. A lot of it's in Spanish because she was from Honduras originally. One bloke, in his Rest Easy Helena comment, took the time to tell a dead woman that he always had a huge crush on her. Ever since college. Hopefully her mum reads that and gets some comfort. What a thing to do.
Just put two condoms on his eyes over the River Styx. I mean, what was he hoping? Tuning for the afterlife.
Fuck, I don't know, man. So, anyway, and the not really a pilot, but the guy in charge of the controls, James Pendroza, Google him. First thing you see is words like toxicology report. MDA and cocaine.
MDMA and coke?
Yeah, is that an unusual combo?
Woo! That was the pilot letter for W for him. Woo!
Arguably, James...
Not Romeo, James. You could do them all.
You have to do them all now.
Yeah. Amphetamines, benzos, coke. Dexies.
Eckies.
What else we got? F. Fentanyl.
This guy's nailing it.
It's a real fucking team effort to get a really sad thing completed. GAC.
GHB.
Horse. Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're going to have to put it all together now.
Joint.
Your next week is this.
Kilo. Kilo, still kilo.
Yeah, James is the saddest loss for all of us, actually, because he never reached his potential. He only had 10K followers. Happy's family, though, they're currently trying to sue MGM. Has to be some silver lining here, I assume. But,
are they going to take the big fucking lion on the roof? What are you,
no, not...
The casino.
The casino, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the same as the...
Good joint.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Is that the same as the movies one?
Yeah.
Is it? And casinos and the movies. Well,
yeah.
Fuck.
Two of my favourite things. I love that joint. Seen a few UFCs there.
Oh, MGM fun. Grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, James Pendroza was employed there, the irresponsible pilot.
Yeah.
And these people, Happy's twin brother, is going, I'm suing MGM because James will work for them. Which, good luck.
Bit of a stretch.
MGM, yeah. Pretty fucking big company.
Like, yeah.
Deep pockets, short arms, one of them. I hope he does go well, though, because, you know, on the back of that, it's a bit of a domino thing. Coogan's family, they've sued the estate of James Pendroza. They might have jumped the gun before the estate of James Pendroza gets fucking heaps of cash off MGM for something. I don't know. It's just a circle of cash in America. That's what happens. I assume hoping those 10K followers can be transferred over to a family member of Mariah's. Just
put into a trust
have your followers
for later. Right there.
Wasn't there talk of followers being worth about a dollar each or something eventually? If you start influencing and start selling shit on your social media.
Really?
A follower is supposed to be worth about $1.
Okay.
That's what I heard, but I'm yet to receive a fucking cent off my 1,000.
You're shifting units, mate.
Oh,
speaking of which, we do have Mid-Flight Brawl merch available after the show. There has been a small problem at the factory, though, and the Mid-Flight Brawl merch does appear to be just Luke Heggie pencils.
Yeah. Man.
He's done it again.
They were going gangbusters, so I reordered, and they've obviously got the old fucking template and just sent mine again instead of ours.
Did you get how many more pencils did you get?
1,000.
You fucking hate your postie, man.
They're better quality now. They're real good. They're good.
Oh, gee, all right. All right, Moira. What other fucking deals do you have? Get me a Bowflex and a... What about funeral insurance?
Funeral insurance has got to be the worst purchase you can make.
Oh.
Who gives a fuck? It's not me, is it? Like, whatever. They'll sort it out. Turned out, though, and this was after I'd done a fair bit of this reading, it was overloaded and it was too much luggage, both literally and figuratively, I think. There were also a couple of other people on board, nobody's who cares, boring. But
The Instagram
the
micro influencers.
Yeah, I was
they don't get a mention on the news.
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Fuck, not even a Snapchat handle or...
the unknown soldiers. The Instagram stars, though, who were on board, they all got declared as victims. They already were, I assume, as... victimhood, very a highly profitable choice that you can make at some stage of your life. I reckon you're months away from claiming victimhood over something. Just to get some cash.
I told you, I've already got mine locked in. Oh, CTE.
CTE. You can't say what.
I mean, you're saying you don't know
what it stands for because of CTE.
What's that?
You don't know what it stands for though. Still.
No, I do know. It's just a long fucking word. I just can't. Yeah, couldn't spit it all out. Now, probably proving I do have it.
Do you reckon that's the test? If someone says, yeah, I know what it stands for, you go, well, you haven't got it, mate. You're going to jail. CTE's not going to jail. You are. So I reckon sort of, anyway. I reckon you've got it. No, really. No, it's something written down. It's terrible.
Let's go punch people. We've got a reason now. We're good to go.
People, when this happened, though, people were worried that they hadn't heard from these people for a few minutes. That's when you list someone as a missing person. 3 minutes now. You go, I haven't heard from him for 3 minutes. Something bad's happened. Something's definitely gone wrong. We'll start calling some fucking greenkeepers and see what's going down.
That's what I will do. Touch wood, I never die in a plane accident. But if it does start going down, straight on Instagram Live, just with a fucking... Like with a dog filter or something over my head. And my tongue. The ears are flapping.
And thankfully, though, we did manage to squeeze the very last potential out of these contributors because they all posted videos of themselves frolicking on the plane minutes before it crashed into a ball of flames. And, I mean, let this be a lesson to any of you who think you can just use your phone on a plane with no consequences. Look what happens. They've been telling us this whole time. That's got to be bullshit, doesn't it? Like, you're not going to trust idiots with something like that. Yeah, everyone's got a phone. Don't use them.
I heard,
or we'll blow up.
I heard what it's for is you want people to be alert on takeoff in case something does happen.
Yeah.
It's like the emergency exits. That's why they tell you take off your noise-canceling headphones at the start and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because you've got to keep a lookout. First 18 seconds is where shit's going wrong.
Yeah.
As we found out.
I've heard that if you pass out, you probably survive a plane crash.
Really?
Yeah. You just got to... Not one of these, obviously. Not one of these, but like a coast in where everyone, you know, gets a bit of a head knock, you'll be fine if you pass. Yeah. Like, that's why drink drivers fucking survive and their passengers don't. Yeah. Far more relaxed, taking it easy on the coast in.
Yeah.
Not so uptight, are they? You get all tense, you'll get injured. Just take it easy, try to relax, get someone to punch you out.
In the words of Luke Heggie, this has gone downtown.
Yeah. Either way, RIP beautiful angels. A bunch of very pretty young corpses, albeit on the crispy side, still the world.
You almost got
here.
It.
Nearly. We were all a lot poorer for this plane going down, obviously. But funnily enough, when it happened, the world kept spinning. So, I don't know what's happened there. But,
what do you mean?
We're all going to miss them so much, but we all seem to be operating just fine without them. Don't know. Inexplicable. I'm not happy they're gone, don't worry. But if I didn't read all this stuff, I wouldn't have missed them.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to see if I still can use their promo codes to get percentages off shit.
It's just about done. I've been enjoying ending on death recently. It's pretty good, really fucking...
Yeah, I don't know if it dawned on everyone here. There was no fight in that plane.
No.
Just wanted to talk about a crash, which caught me off guard because I was still hopeful.
Oh, when I'm... One of them might have tried to punch all of the rest of them out in a selfless act of benevolence before they all crash. But
it's safe to assume if there is a racked up DJ in the cockpit, there probably was a fight.
That's it. I'm done. I'm finished. I think we've done enough.
Done the damage.
We have done the damage.
Thank you so much for coming out, Sydney. We really appreciate it. Give it up one more time for Luke Henry.
And for Nick Cody. Thank you very much,
see
guys.
You see you next time. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.